house. That's too far away.
Not quite so impressive.
No.
Did you see birds, eagles?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. There was one place this was in British Columbia. After we quit going to Alaska, we went up to British Columbia 4 years, four times. And different lakes up there, because there are lakes all over.
Mm-hmm.
And there's lakes everywhere up there in Alaska. When you get up high enough where you can see, there are just lakes everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
And one interesting thing, too, in Dawson City,
mm-hmm.
They have the old, like it was when the gold rush days,
oh, yeah.
when they dwell on that, you know, mm-hmm. and they have an old ship up there, boat,
mm-hmm.
and they have movies of it.
Oh, uh-huh.
And then that, what do they call it, the trail that went up there to the, when they first discovered the, but they have the Klondike,
mm-hmm.
and the body houses and all
pretty interesting.
And the wooden sidewalks.
Hmm.
And a lot of crows around there.
Hmm.
And we took a look, we took a ride on the Yukon River up where there was a schoolhouse, Moosehead it was called.
Okay.
And there was a schoolhouse still up there. It wasn't being used, but it was the one that had been abandoned. It still had an organ in it and the desks and some of the books and all.
Well,
and that was interesting.
It would be. Uh-huh. Hmm.
It's just things to look back on.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, I took every night I would write in a diary book the places we'd been and what things cost.
Mm-hmm.
That would be quite, some people would say, why don't you write a story?
Sure.
It could take from that.
Mm-hmm.
But I said, oh, I don't know how to write. I'm not a writer.
Well, but you've already done it. You know, you've written it.
But that's a lot of it's still up here.
Sure.
You know?
You could add to that.
Mm-hmm. Because we thought the prices was atrocious when we got up to Alaska. Oh, they're nothing compared to what it is now.
Were they twice as much as they'd be down here?
Yes, yeah, mm-hmm. it was when we got up there.
Hmm.
We thought, oh, the loaf of bread, that was terrible.
Uh-huh.
And eggs, gee, how do you afford to live up here?
Yeah, and of course the wages were more too, mm-hmm. so it works, doesn't it?
Oh, I've got albums, a lot of places there, someplace there in the Yukon. You know, we've always been there in Dawson City, too. I've always explored cemeteries.
Oh, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And we went to a cemetery up there in Dawson City. Old, old graves. You know, the permafrost, they couldn't have buried them in the wintertime.
Mm-hmm.
There's no way they could have buried them.
Mm-hmm.
And then probably, well, like I've been told, that they could build a fire, like when it got warm enough or snow gone,
mm-hmm.
to melt frost, melt it down deep enough where they could put a casket,
mm-hmm.
and then it would gradually sink. But you know, some of them had wrought iron railings around them, and they had fallen in, you know.
Hmm.
Or it sunk down and the railings would fall down in on top of it.
Hmm. Be interesting to see.
And then another place there in Yukon, it was an Indian cemetery.
Mm-hmm.
No, in Dawson City. In Dawson City there, they had, who was the writer? Kerwood? Oliver Kerwood?
I don't know.
Oliver Kerwood wrote books up there.
Hmm.
And his cabin that he lived in was still there.
Oh.
It had a rocking chair in it and a trunk.
Hmm.
And it was just like when he lived there that it was left, this little old cabin.
Hmm. Well, it's nice they preserved those things, isn't it? Yeah.
And then the Indian cemeteries, they build little houses.
Oh.
And that was in the Yukon, where they build little houses. I've got pictures of them.
Hmm. Well, and I thought they just left people out, but not. Mm-hmm.
I can't tell you. Mm-hmm. And then the ones that couldn't afford to build a house, they'd have some of their possessions. These little houses would have a window in them.
Oh, uh-huh.
And some of them would have a trunk and some of their belongings, and others maybe just a few things that was theirs, mm-hmm. that they put in there with them.
Mm-hmm.
They would be buried, but the house would be on top of it.
Mm-hmm.
And then there was others that didn't have a house. They would have stakes at each end of it and stretch a canvas. And then a canvas, like a tent,
mm-hmm.
have a mm-hmm. little low tent over it.
Hmm. Hmm. Interesting things we do. Yeah. I don't know about that. Hmm.
Then we have a lot of experiences down on the Baja.
Well, you've gone both directions.
Yes. We've been down on the Baja twice.
Oh, have you?
Mm-hmm. Clear to the end of it, down to Cabo San Lucas.
Did you drive?
Yes.
Really?
Good in the camper.
Huh.
Well, the first year we went down there, there weren't any roads.
Really?
In places, there were no roads. You just pick a place and go. Just sand and sagebrush.
Hmm. Nellie, you're such an adventurous person.
I've got a lot of pictures of that, too.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Oh, you would.